Hey everyone, welcome to the Little Birdies Childcare Podcast with me, Nelly. And I'm on the air today again because I just saw something that irked my soul. I'm telling you, every time I see something like this, it makes me so angry. So anyways, I'm just gonna get right into it. So we are told as a nation to eat healthier, to eat more fruits and veggies, the more color, the better, you know. We're told all this stuff, which is fine. There's nothing wrong in it. But a lot of parents who actually do follow this, you know, giving their children all the fruits and veggies in the world, they're astounded to see that their children are still getting sick. Now, I did a podcast on this way before, like in the very beginning of Little Birdies Childcare. And what I talked about was the fact that there are pesticides and chemicals that they spray on our food, which is why they tell us whenever we have produce, you know, go home and rinse it. But, you know, rinsing it, yeah, you're getting rid of some of the chemicals, but you're not really technically getting rid of all of the chemicals, which is a problem. And it doesn't really matter what you're eating, like, you know, if you're eating apples or potatoes or whatever, you know, it still has the pesticides in it. I remember listening to a farmer, and I think it was on a documentary of some sort on Netflix. It was a while back. And I remember them saying that actual tomatoes that are grown on the farm that have no pesticides or anything sprayed on them, they last 2 to 3 days. And the ones that we get in our supermarket that's all super red and waxy and just bright and, you know, right in our face, those are sitting there for at least a week or so. And I can attest to that because when I take tomatoes home from the supermarket, it could be in my refrigerator for like, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks, and everything is great. Whereas if I get a really fresh tomato, it won't last more than 3 days. And I also heard that same farmer talking about the process that they have to do to keep these tomatoes, you know, to make sure like the demand of the tomato is met. So basically what happens is the tomato is green. It's in like the pre-ripened stage. So in order to quicken up the ripening process, they spray some sort of a chemical spray or something like that. And it makes the tomato red. So it makes the tomato ripen faster, which boggles my mind. Okay, so basically all these things that they're spraying onto our produce, it's going in our system. So I feel like it's contradicting the whole reason why we are taught and told to eat healthy. And it's crazy. Like, you know, we want to eat fresh. We don't want to eat preservatives. We already know about all of that good stuff. So if you expect us to eat healthy, my question to whoever this belongs to, my question is, how can you expect the nation to eat healthy if you're basically poisoning our food? Now, I can understand why they have to spray sometimes because of, you know, like, of course, like pesticides and, you know, bugs and all that. I get that. I get all of that. But can you not come up with a natural solution or something that is not going to affect the hormonal aspect of our children? It's not going to, you know, let me tell you guys something. This is a little bit, in my opinion, TMI, but it is the truth. Girls are menstruating a lot earlier because of these chemicals and these hormones that they're being fed that's in their food. Now, of course, no fault of the parents, but just saying, you know, and these foods are, you know, chemically messing around with our brains and everything inside. And so, you know, there's an imbalance or there's something that is, you know, happening that is causing issues, which is why we have a rise in all of these, you know, like ADD, ADHD, all of these deficiencies. There's a whole documentary that I watched on it. And then there's a whole bunch of research on the internet on this. So if you guys are interested, check it out. But my thing is, it makes me so livid that they tell us to eat these foods, to make sure that we eat veggies and fruits and colors. But everything that's on our plate, we have no idea how it was handled. Now, I'm sorry, but as a consumer, I feel like I have a right to know how my food is handled before I feed it to my child and myself. So I can go on about this, and I already have made a podcast on it, which is why I'm not going into detail. But like, honestly, it's just something that I saw recently, and I just was like, you know what? I have to let this out. Like, it's ridiculous. It makes me so angry, and I feel like whatever we eat, we literally have no idea what is in the food or what's in the ingredients that we have. Like, we think something is super healthy, and you find out that it's full of chemicals. I don't get it. So I'm going to leave this up for you guys to discuss, but let's just think about that for a second. Do you really know how your food was handled, or the ingredients on your plate to make your food, how it was handled? Think about that. Anyways, guys, that's my podcast for today. Just wanted to come in really quick and just get my thoughts out there. But thank you guys for joining me. I'll see you on the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.